Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talking about the re-entrance of Tom Savage into the game, the subsequent replacement of Tom Savage, and a replacement of Tom Savage that's going to continue into this weekend against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Texans dropped to 4-9 on the season. A lot of stuff to get into from that, but there are certainly some other sports stories that we will dig into as well over the next 3 hours. Good to be with all of you. The Triple Threat. We are here on a Monday, a beautiful Monday here in Houston. It's nice outside. We are here till 5 o'clock. Sean Pendergast alongside Rich Lord.
Hello, Sean.
Hi,
we got
Rich.
A lot of ground to cover.
We do. Ted's out today. Ted will be back tomorrow. And we do have a lot of ground to cover, and it starts with things that went on over at NRG Stadium on Sunday. Did you have a nice weekend first, Rich?
Very good weekend. Yeah. Absolutely. Beautiful weekend. I like the cold weather.
Yeah, it's warming back up outside now. Did you do anything fun?
I watched a lot of football.
You did? Yeah, that works. That's the American way, I would say.
Drank a little beer.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Should I keep going?
Yeah. No. I think you've connected with most of the audience through those activities. But a rough weekend, another rough weekend for the Texans. Another rough weekend around the league too, as we watch all the news about Carson Wentz being unveiled here. Another star player goes out with a season-ending injury. But what everybody's talking about today isn't so much the result of yesterday's game, because as you could probably tell from the crowd at the game and just kind of the general malaise football-wise right now, the results of these games are secondary to, I think, certainly secondary today to the story of Tom Savage yesterday, him going back into the game. Bill O'Brien, a long explanation of it today that we'll get into a little bit later on this hour. But
let's talk about DeAndre Hopkins.
And there's Hopkins. Hopkins had a good game.
The single biggest and perhaps only reason to watch this team closely on a week-to-week basis.
Yep, a fumble at a really bad time. But other than that, he was stupendous yesterday. But the Tom Savage story is what everybody is talking about. Well, and what was...
Would it be too much to ask moving forward that if a quarterback is suffering a seizure on the field, because let's call it what it is, that he should no longer take part in that game?
Yeah, absolutely, I would say.
That's kind of where I want to start.
Yeah.
Because that was some of the hardest video I've ever had to watch of a player who had experienced an obvious example of head trauma and his physical... his body reacting to that head trauma, and I know you've read the same things I've read about it. It's a clear sign of brain trauma when you are convulsing and your arms are in the position his arms were in. Can we not put guys who suffer convulsions back on the field in the NFL? Is that too much to ask?
Yeah, well, and obviously, Rich, in my mind at least, it didn't get communicated to the people that were making these decisions.
Who are working under a protocol. This is not necessarily their fault.
Yeah, the information about what we all saw on TV, I have to think, didn't make it to the people who were making these decisions. Otherwise, he would not have gone back in the game.
Maybe not. We don't know.
Yeah, because they don't have the benefit of the video downstairs. Now, the Texans have people upstairs, I would imagine, the coaching staff or at least some of the secondary staff that are up there and have access to what we're seeing on TV. Do those people have access to microphones to tell people downstairs? I don't know. The league's going to conduct an investigation of this whole thing. I think people directing their anger at Bill O'Brien on this situation, I think, are misguided, in my opinion.
I absolutely agree on that. I would almost go so far as to bring the medical professionals under that umbrella as well, because the protocol, and you were kind enough to locate an article by Kevin Seifert on ESPN.com that goes through every Q&A anyone would want to know about the NFL concussion protocol and exactly what takes place. And I know we'll get into that a little more. But my take from reading the details of the protocol is there's a sizable margin for error kind of factored into the protocol that allows for something like what happened yesterday to easily happen.
Yeah. And for those who don't know, we'll give the 30,000 foot version of it. But when Tom Savage comes to the sideline, he is subject to an examination by an independent neurologist. Mm-hmm. There are two spotters up in the booth that are league employees, and then there's a neurologist on either sideline. The Texans have a neurologist who's not a Texans employee.
Independent. Yes.
On their sideline. That person, at the behest of the spotters, examines Tom Savage, or examines anybody that comes under the auspices of the concussion protocol. And by the way, it should be a multi-layered participation. What I mean by that, it shouldn't just be the spotters seeing something on TV or seeing some behavior on the monitors. Right. The referees are encouraged. The players themselves are encouraged.
The word
to self-report.
From the policy is collegial.
Which
is colleagues.
Yeah. And Rich, you know, I'll be honest with you. Of all the people in this whole thing, where I go, okay, who should have noticed this and pointed it out? There's a referee that's 2 feet away from Tom Savage when his arms are going through that, what they call the fencing motion,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, the part of the convulsing that we saw.
The stiffening of the arms that we saw, that's just really, really hard to look at. There's a referee standing right over him looking at him while that's going on. How does that guy not tell the neurologist, like, hey, this is what I saw? Because I'll say this, and this is where I come into defense of O'Brien on a couple of points here, is that Tom Savage, after that convulsion happened, got up pretty quickly and ran off of the field.
Yep.
He ran off of the field and immediately sat down on the bench, and Sean Ryan sits down next to him, and they start going to the little Microsoft Surface pad right there.
Yeah.
So the visual that everybody's talking about that was so hard to look at it happened fairly, it was over pretty quickly. Like,
right.
It was like a matter of about 3 seconds, because then he popped right back up and ran over to this. There was nothing woozy about his body language going to the sideline.
But Fox showed it a few times. I mean, anyone near a monitor, including game officials, had ready access to that. And Sean, the part of this whole outline of the policy that quite frankly blows me away more than anything is that the ultimate decision on whether a player should go back in or not is left up to the team doctor.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Not either of the independent neurologists. Now, look, I know some of those team doctors, and I am not even coming within a mile of saying I think there's an agenda on the Texans sideline that goes beyond the health and safety of these players and has more to do with getting these players back on the field. I would never even suggest that. My point is, that's a bad look. Just the optics of having a team employee make that decision.
Yeah.
Doesn't that have to be an independent medical professional that call?
I thought it was until I read that article by Kevin Seifert yesterday.
I was really surprised to see that.
Yeah, I think Ted and I were doing the post-game show yesterday under the impression that it was these independent folks who not only conducted the examination, but also made the decision on whether or not the player in particular was allowed to keep playing.
This is about appearances and optics to me. It's not about any feeling I have about any of those doctors having a bias toward the organization and wanting to keep a player on the field, even if it's not the right thing to do. I don't think that's the case, but it is a lot about optics and perception and things like that, and I don't think it's a good look.
We'll have Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien has a fairly lengthy explanation of what he went through yesterday as that whole thing was unfolding that he did at his press conference this morning. I'll say this, and I'll probably repeat this after we listen to Bill O'Brien. Two things. If you think that somehow O'Brien is behind, you know, some sort of devious reinsertion of Tom Savage into the lineup and back onto the field, I'll say two things. One, I don't know if any team's had more concussions than the Houston Texans have this season. And to my knowledge, they haven't stood in the way of the concussion protocol being executed on any of those guys. The Texans, it feels like, have three or four guys getting concussed every week, and they go through whatever the normal protocol is. The other thing I would say is, it's Tom Savage, not Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, what if you're going to do something that puts your team in harm's way from a league perspective, punishment-wise, you're going to do it for a quarterback who had put up 3 points through one half of football against the San Francisco 49ers?
As I texted you after TJ's two touchdown passes. So, apparently, anyone other than Tom Savage can ignite this offense.
Again,
because that's how it felt at that point. Now, TJ cooled off considerably in the second half, but it felt like that from the get-go.
He did. I've got football thoughts on TJ Yates, too, that we'll get into this hour. But coming up next, let's do that. Let's hear from Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien laying out the explanation of what went on the sidelines yesterday. He just met with the media a few hours ago. So we'll have that for you coming up next. Texans head coach Bill O'Brien. An explanation, Rich, that I 100% believe.
Yeah, I listen to that and I start thinking it's a shame he has to defend himself. And he clearly was defending himself against the criticism that you referenced and probably needed to put it out there the way he did. But yeah, anyone who thinks that Bill O'Brien in any way abused Tom Savage by putting him back in that game yesterday, consciously abused Tom Savage by putting him back in that game yesterday, I think is very misguided. And, you know, as someone who did spend 7 years on the sidelines, he's absolutely right. You don't necessarily have the best vantage point on things that go on with so many bodies between you and whatever action is taking place. This, to me, goes back to what you and I talked about, Sean, and that is, how could the official standing in the Texans' backfield in that end zone, looking down at Tom Savage convulsing the way he was, have not intervened and said, look, if you don't know, this is what happened back here,
right,
and I'm not sure he should be coming back out here.
And he would not have been overstepping his bounds to do that. Officials are encouraged by the protocol process to do that sort of thing. And, Rich, it's not even just the logistical part of it about standing at the 50-yard line and not being able to see, mm-hmm, because there's just dozens of gigantic bodies in between you and Tom Savage. At that moment in time, the last thing that O'Brien is thinking about is, okay, let's see who's getting up from this play. Like, he's
play clock's running. He's the play caller.
It's third down. He's got to get the punt team onto the field. He's got to start thinking about what the process is going to be as they wind down the half. It's late in the second quarter. And by the way, Tom Savage just tweeted this within the last hour or so. If you're wondering where he stands on all this, he said, I appreciate everyone's thoughts and prayers. I'm doing fine, even though I cannot speak to the media due to the protocol. I will say this, nobody cares more about his players than OB, which is Bill O'Brien.
The protocol is in place in part so that the head coach doesn't have to make this call.
Right.
So that he's factored out of the equation and it's left up to the experts. So again, misguided if you're blaming O'Brien. And I never have ever thought of him since he's been here as one of those meathead coaches who would allow his player to do something like that. We've seen a few of those over the years, more interested in padding their records than necessarily the health and well-being of their players. I've never perceived O'Brien as being one of those guys.
I'll be anxious to see what comes out of this investigation that the league is doing, Rich, because something was broken somewhere along the way. You know what I mean?
Like, there was a failure.
If the world saw that video, you mm-hmm. know, not just yeah. that video as it happened, but then it was up on social media. Like there was enough of that video existing, both while it was going on in real time and post its occurrence in real yep. time, to where somebody in a position of influence that could have gotten the communique to the proper people there saw it. You know what I'm saying? Like there was a yep. breakdown. Somebody was either someone was negligent, either willfully or unwillfully negligent.
The problem is, it's not the first time. We've already had Russell Wilson and Jacoby Brissett this season go back into games they shouldn't have re-entered. And, of course, the worst ever was 2 years ago with Case Keenum.
I get it.
With the Rams, you know, staggering around like he'd had 15 shots of whiskey in him and was allowed to stay in the game.
Understood. This one, though, has by far, compared to the two you just named, the video of this is disturbing.
Agree.
You know, Wilson bullied the doctors yeah. into going back into the game, and I the Brissett situation I'm not as familiar with, but
honestly, if any official observes a seizure on the field,
yeah.
that player should be done for the day.
Of course,
that should be implemented unilaterally by the union and the league today.
Yep.
I mean, honestly, that should be changed immediately. We should never see that again.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.